So, Lisa, do you think you're good at geography?
I think probably like B plus.
Oh, okay. Well, no offense. I'm betting that you are not as good as 23-year-old Trevor Rainbold. Here he is identifying places around the world instantly just through a photograph.
This is Bolivia. Nice. Norway. Nice. South Korea. We'll take that. Estonia. Nice.
Okay, so maybe you're saying, I could do that. He probably had fjords for Norway and maybe the DMZ or downtown Seoul for South Korea. No, he did not. He had maybe a building or a dirt road or some trees. How does one identify Estonian trees? This is the popular online game GeoGuessr. Many play it. Few reach Trevor Rainbold's height. Some call him a magician. Some think he's cheating. But people can't look away. His TikTok and Instagram videos have gone viral. And Trevor Rainbold joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited. Thank you for having me on.
Well, I tell you what, I'm afraid of you because I have no idea. I am looking at what came up when I went to geoguessr.com. I'm looking at a blacktop road with some trees on the right and what looks like maybe sand on the left. And that's the first thing I'm supposed to identify. How does it work? Tell us how the game works first.
Yeah, so the game is basically, it takes Google's Street View and it randomly puts you anywhere in the world that's covered on Street View. And your goal is to click and find where you are, whether that's using the sand, whether that's using telephone poles, bollards, language, architecture, grass types, anything that you have, you use to your advantage, pole markings. The list goes on and on. It's a ton of studying.
Well, the list for you goes on and on. So here's my question. I mean, I am looking at this road and there was like a red hood of a sports car. So it's the view from the sports car. I did click in and get a tighter shot. And I see, oh, my God, wait, in the distance, there's a huge traffic sign. So maybe if I knew traffic signs. I mean, did you study what roads look like in different countries? You know, what the markings on roads are, what trees look like in different, what'd you do?
So it's a mixture of all that. So basically studying every single road sign in every country, and you're getting down into, you know, how many markings does this sign have, like Sweden versus Finland. Sweden maybe more commonly uses yellow on their signs, things like that, where different types of stop signs, the markings on the back of signs, sometimes even a green sticker on a sign is like distinct to a country. So looking for things like that, you're studying telephone poles. Every country has different types of telephone poles, what the poles are made of.
Wait, I gotta
concrete.
Say, I was kidding. But you really did this? You really like studied telephone poles and lighting poles in different?
Yeah, it's everything. Yeah, it gets even worse sometimes if I keep going, maybe. But yeah, it's the road conditions, road quality, knowing what kind of road quality is in different countries, what countries, the width of the roads. Road lines themselves, like the color, like what countries use yellow outer lines, how long are the lines in width. We're going into like everything you could possibly use, we're using.
Wow. And one of your Instagram videos, you say if you see a snapshot of a green line on the sidewalk on the side of a bridge, you know that's Indonesia.
Yeah, North Kalimantan. They more commonly use green on their bridges in that region.
Yeah, a white circular water tank is Turkey.
Yes, a very specific region of Turkey, too, in the south. But yeah.
You're 23. This game has been played since 2013. It was designed by a Swedish software engineer / torturer, which it does to me. How long have you been doing it?
I've been studying, I think, at a high level or like competitively for around 14 months. So I've really dedicated any ounce of free time I've had over the past 14 months. It's now, I do this full time now. I just sit here and study all day, or I play the game and just kind of train my brain to remember different countries.
Wow. Well, okay. Now, so I have to ask, is there a financial benefit for you?
As far as competitively, there's no, like the game itself doesn't bring me any money. Obviously, I think through my content, there, you know, is financials.
Right.
But through the game itself, and I mean, I played the game for close to a year without, you know, ever making a single dime just because I truly enjoyed learning about the world. So.
Well, I guess so. And, you know, okay, you talk about the things that I was kidding about, but it's true. If I had studied lighting, you know, posts, and if I studied, oh, look, there's a cement barrier, or even just the markings on this road that I'm looking at, I would be able to know. But a lot of these pictures are, dead grass and a plant. How do you know that?
As crazy as it sounds, some dead grass and some plants just look different in different countries. and it's something that like maybe is unexplainable, but the human like intuition of what different regions look like is so strong once you've played so much. I think it's important too. I'm not sitting here and like learning different types of plants. I'm learning like what they look like. Could I name like these different types of plants? Most of the time, probably not. But a lot of times they just look like this region of Argentina, maybe versus South Korea, something like that. So you're really using everything. You're using the sun position as well. So you can look in the sun, you know, see if you're in the northern, southern hemisphere based off of the compass you get. So there's a lot that goes into it.
Trevor, even with what you've said, that you've researched, you know, what different roads look like, what trees look like, still, what's happening in your head? You do this in under 0.1 of a second.
Yeah, so once you've played the game, I've seen different countries 10,000 plus times. Like you said, I can identify a country most of the time in 0.1 second. And that's solely because I know exactly what I'm looking for and where to look, as well as I have just so much of a built up human intuition of like a stockpile of images in my brain to where some things just immediately I can just recognize without any more context clues.
What do you think? I mean, obviously you found your passion. What are you going to do with this passion? Like, what are you going to do with everything you now know about roads around the world and plants? What are you going to do with that?
Well, one, I love learning. It's like learning about the world is so fun. Even if I don't do anything with it, having the ability to learn about the world, I think in itself is a privilege, because you learn about roads, but you're also learning about cultures and countries while you're doing it. So, you know, eventually I would love to, you know, visit these countries.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that, because I thought you were going to say, and now I, you know, don't have to go there because I've figured it out on GeoGuessr. I mean, you want to go.
It's the exact opposite. I have a list of places I've seen on GeoGuessr that I want to visibly see. And, you know, Iceland, I've never been to Iceland. I'm looking at this photo right now. I'm like, wow, I'm going to go here. You know, it just gives me a fire to really see these places.
And, you know, this has brought you obviously reverence from the people trying to do the same thing on GeoGuessr. And we understand you've heard from some people, including someone who couldn't remember where he proposed to his wife 13 years ago. So he sent you a picture.
Yes. So I think indirectly through this, I had always thought of this as just like a game I play in my free time. That's a cool little party trick. But I started getting emails from people. In this specific scenario, this man emailed me a video he had where he proposed to his wife 13 years ago in Japan. And due to like hurricanes in the area at that time, he had to go off where he wanted to propose and couldn't remember where he proposed. And I was able to geolocate the exact road he proposed on and sent him the coordinates 13 years later for him to go back and relive that moment with his wife.
Based on what? What did you see?
There was Mount Fuji in the background. So I was able to align the distance of Mount Fuji to the background, but it was also a very random road that he got off on. But he told me the bus he took. So I was able to find what direction he was going towards the mountain, as well as there's a T-intersection in the road that I was able to find on Google Street View. And there's been a lot of people like that I've been trying to help, because of that. It's really rewarding to have the impact.
I'll say. Well, just give us one other example of somebody who wanted to know something.
There was this teenager that sent in a photo of his dad that had passed away, and it was in New York somewhere. And I was able to pinpoint where his dad had took that photo 15 years ago. And so he could recreate that photo. You know, a lot of times that's mainly what people reach out for, is just like they want to recreate a memory from their parents or something of the like. So I enjoy doing it.
What a skill. I can't wait to see what you do with it besides, you know, what you've already done, which is shock the heck out of, you know, millions of people. Trevor Rainbolt, he's got 1.3 million TikTok followers, 375,000 Instagram fans, because they watch him play GeoGuessr. That's the online game where you identify places around the globe. And again, at herenow.org, we'll have some of the places he's identified. Trevor, I just wish you the best of luck with it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And if I'm ever lost, I'm calling you.
Do it. I'm here to help.